the old chemical ranch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Goes up through it and winds around, up and over and across. But that's about all I can tell you about. If you got any questions, I'll try to answer them.
Yeah, is there any other questions from any of the members?
So this is approved, then we'll ask Bob to have Randy go out there and look at everything, because we need to get a laundry list of what's got to be done to bring it up, you know, to today's standards.
All right. If there's nothing further, we'll see you next month.
Have you been out there lately?
I haven't been out there lately, no, Randy. I talked to the real estate guy that represents him, and he said you can drive in there with a car, but you got to watch when you cross a creek down there. You know, we've had, what, 3 floods since that was put in there.
Yeah. Right.
And he said it washed the road, but not where you couldn't get a car across it. Okay. And I'm sure it's grown up in weeds and everything else.
Probably.
Wouldn't surprise me if they're in little trees out in the road.
Anyone have anything else? Okay, that concludes the preliminary on that one. The next one is Wet Willie's Storage.
And I'll kind of turn it over to the applicant here in a second. I've just got some aerials that show the location. It's at 20194 US 1 Highway, US Highway 160. Ugh, I can't talk tonight. And we'll kind of zoom in on it here.
The main thing probably to pay attention on this is that weird jog in the property line there on the, I guess you could almost say the, right there. That's probably where most of my focus has been. Well, and I had made, I don't know what all you guys have in front of you, but I had just made little dots on a map kind of saying where I thought I might want the storage units to go. After I read the setbacks, I realized I had the one set way too close to the highway. It's really the car wash. As you can see, the car wash, it's pretty close to that mark. Like, it might be possible that storage units could start like a foot or two in front of where the, but anyway, basically I had the marks up way too close to the road, like probably 20 or 30 feet too close to the road. Just to have one set go back, and you can tell where the old car is, right there that's now the sign. Yeah. So it would just kind of go down that property line toward that little jog corner, as far as setbacks go and everything like that. I would look to do those first, just because they're more visible from the highway, to be able to try to get people to realize that there are storage units there. Then the second set that I would want to build would probably be pretty well in line with how the car wash sits, as far as it wouldn't be quite as wide, and then just kind of at the same angle that the car wash is sitting, as far as, you know, away from the road. And then, you know, once again, got to try and stay away from that setback, and then the whole back two-thirds, or well, over half, the whole is unusable. It's a big ravine down there, and so, you know, it would never be feasible to ever try to fill that in. Yeah, you can kind of see how it just drops off there. And what I've done, just because I didn't want some idiot to do something stupid, we've each time I've had fill, you know, somebody's had fill, I've kind of created a berm so that some idiot doesn't come ripping out of the car wash or something and go running off over that huge ravine. So that's pretty well what my plan would be.
Does any of the members see anything that they want to bring?
I've got a question on your second unit in behind. Do you plan to have traffic drive around it, have access on both sides of it?
Well, both sides being east and west, not the south. It would the units would face the Taney Center, and they would face the wagon wheel.
Right.
And part of my thinking behind that is, like, and I can't remember the exact measurements, but let's say that the car wash itself is, like, 46 feet wide. These units, I'd